be on our noble and honorable. Peace be on our honorable and noble listening audience. You're listening once again to another edition of Religion Means Alive. And we have with us today our brother. Can you turn on and see what we're on the air? Call 805. And we have our brother, Brother Murad Muhammad, who will take us further into the broadcast. Brother Murad Muhammad, the greatest promoter for all times. Are you with us? Dial in the broadcast, 805, it's easy. 805-727. Okay. Get the host. Okay. Now I get. Okay.
Murad Muhammad, I pray that everyone can hear me. Alfie has just given me the code to come on the line, and I assume other people are on the line. If in fact that is, I am being recorded according to the tape. First of all, we want to say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, and the Lord of all the world. Nothing happens without the will of God. We cannot even get up in the morning without giving him his praise for awakening. We cannot start our day without the remembrance of the will of God. God's consciousness allows us to operate in society. Without God, we will not be able to make it in society. We can't come in his name. We have to say with God's name. We are not big enough, and surely we are not intelligent enough to come in God's name. I'm a student of Imam Wallace Deen Muhammad, and I take pride in saying so. And he gave me these things that we have to use to remind us that we are human beings and that God is not our father, God is our creator. And therefore, everything that operates in the individual and collectively as us as human beings is because of God's will. And when you recognize that, you'll be able to make your life much easier. Everything you do in life, you should not forget that God is in control. That keeps you straight. That keeps you on the straight path. As we said, as Muslims in Islam, it keeps you on the Sirata Mustaqim, the straight path to God. And with so many things that's happening in the world, one becomes confused. And the reason being we become confused is because we're living in the day that's the manifestation of it that we read in the past, Solomon and Gomorrah. Killing, murdering, sex, all the things that allow you to reflect on the stories that you read in the Torah, that you read in the Injil, that you read in the Holy Quran. These stories allow you to see who you are as human beings, to recognize that we are the crown of creation. And once you come into that knowledge and understand that you are the crown of creation, you'll begin to respect yourself and give thanks to God that he chose us to be a human being. Keep in mind there are other creatures that was created before us, and that was the angel and the jinn. And they operate every day in this world. And there are angels that cannot go wrong. Those creatures are created to do nothing else but the will of God. But there's jinns that chose to follow Satan, and those jinns are headed for destruction. But they got the permission from God to prove if, in fact, that you and I are worthy for the creation that God has thrown upon us. So all jinns are not there. So in the Holy Quran, it says there was a group of jinns that heard a beautiful recital. And no jinn or man should ignore that beautiful recital. Well, what recital did they hear? That recital was the words of God being read to them. And if, in fact, the jinn heard a beautiful recital, well, where was the Quran? It had not been reviewed yet and has not been written on paper. So the Quran didn't just come in 1,400 years. We walk in our nature, the Holy Quran. Everything that is created in the world is created by the word of God. And God speaks to us by words. It was words in the womb of your mother. And it's words that are sent down from the atmosphere to your intellect. And some of us accept it, and some of us reject it. And some of us accept it, but can't define it, can't come to the understanding of what God is talking about. So he sent us prophets to us, to keep us on the right path. They are prophets to us, but not a prophet to God. No. Those creatures are human, is the mercy of God, so they came to God as slave servants. Yes, all the prophets. But what did God give them that we don't have? The only thing that they receive is to come into the knowledge that they was operating on the nature and what God has created them to be. And that's a Muslim nature. I asked a young lady by the name of Jackie to call in to see if, in fact, we can put her on the radio. Why? Because I read a letter that she sent to the Jews, speaking about the rabbi, to the Christians, speaking about the reverend and the priest. Yes, she also addressed the imam that called themselves Muslims, as well as the imam over top of the Islamic community. And I thought that letter was excellent, because in her mind, she felt it was necessary because something was bothering her soul. And God says in Scripture that I will not change the condition of the people if they do not change that which is bothering their soul. Something is bothering your soul, and so your condition will not change. But when you come into the knowledge of searching who God is, oh my God, explosion takes place. And the explosion is like fire, but it doesn't burn you, doesn't touch you, it enlightens you. And if you don't understand what you're reading, you'll become nervous. You will shake. Like the Bible says, the walls will shake. The floor will shake. Even the ceiling will shake. Well, it's talking about you, physical specimen of a material substance. It's talking about your soul, your feet, your head will come into of knowledge that you can't believe what's coming over me. And that knowledge allows you to seek out the wisdom and knowledge of God on your own. And this young lady is a Seventh-day Adventist. And if you know anything about them, they dress like you Muslim sisters. And if y'all both walk down the street, you probably couldn't tell y'all apart. But they read Christianity. And she's been a Seventh-day Adventist ever since her mother and her grandmother taught her. But she reads the Bible the way we Muslims read the Quran. We read the Quran every day, sometimes two times a day. Sometimes during the holy month of Ramadan, it takes 30 days to finish the jewel, the ayat of the Quran. But some of us can read it two, three times. Yes, go through that two or three times of the whole Quran in 1 month. That's a lot of reading. But that month is special to us. So we take time out to read that which is going to keep us strong for the rest of the year. And so this young lady reads the Bible consistently, repetitiously. Oh, and she has continuity in reading the Bible. And she came to a part to try to figure out how is it that most people think that God died for our sins. God doesn't die. I didn't say it. She said it. I already believe that. And so she called me. Now, surely I appreciate anybody calling me, and I got words to the wise, to the right, trying to give them what Allah has given me. I get blessings for that. It allows me to make it to heaven. Because you can't get to heaven with your intellect. You can't get to heaven with your money and your fame. Oh, no. You get into heaven with what have you done for humanity. We talk about zakat. We talk about charity. Yes. That's your nature to give money. It's in us to give. You don't have to have anyone to tell you about that. It comes naturally. So you're only doing the will of God. But zakat or charity is more than just money. When you give a smile to one that don't like to smile, when you help someone that doesn't expect you to help them, when you do anything good, that's zakat. That's charity. That's how Allah sees his human beings. And so this young lady has a interesting understanding. It reminds me of myself trying to figure out why was the Torah created and why was the Injil, today we call it the Bible, was created. And why did the world need the Quran? And when you come to the understanding to realize that God is in charge, yes, man thinks he is doing it, but didn't God create you? So he can will you to do anything that's right. And so the Torah was created by the mercy of God through man, and call it Judaism. Likewise with the Injil. The Bible was created by the mercy of God through man. These books was created through the mercy of God, but man gave it its name. Judaism, Christianity. Why do I mention those two religions? Because when you look at the world, the three major religions gave the world more good than bad. That's what the Quran says. That is, there was more good for the human being than bad. But then man chose to do his own thing. And as I see it, Judaism, they kept it for themselves. That's a no-no. God didn't give you that which is good for you to hold it just for yourself and not share it. And that's what happened with Judaism, which during that time, it was called the Jacobites. And so God had to bring in Jesus Christ. But he brought him into the world so man can understand this one is a little different than all the rest of them. Why? Because he comes from the womb of a female without the aid of a man. If you speak to the rabbis, they will accept that Mary was a virgin and no man touched her. If you speak to the highest priest or the most intelligent reverend, will tell you that they believe that Mary was a virgin. And if you speak to the imams, the ulamas, the sheikhs, there's not a person that believes in Islam and call himself a Muslim. We all believe that Mary was a virgin. And God said, being it is, and Jesus Christ came out of the womb of a female. But because he came out of the womb of a female, makes him a human being. Nothing comes out of that tunnel other than a human being. That made him the son. Adam is the first creation of man. And where did Adam come from? The womb of a female called Mother Earth. So here you had man and woman being created by God. Here you had man and woman only can come alive until God breathed in to that human being, which was one mold, male and female, that he and she would be Muslim, and that he and she will multiply, and that he and she only come from one mold out of the earth, mud, clay, dust. These are the names they refer to Adam. And then years later, thousands of years later, God had to say, be and it is. And Jesus came out of the womb of the female without the aid of the male. What is God saying to us? Why did Jesus Christ have to be born? Because he needed one not from this world with the understanding of the human beings of this world doing things that they should not do. So he was sent to Jerusalem. Not to take Jerusalem down. Nothing was wrong with Jerusalem. But he was sent there to put a stop to the selfishness of the Jacobites back then. All this knowledge that they had. Yes, they was the first one with the knowledge of God. You have to give them credit. But they kept it for themselves. So the scripture says that Jesus went there to take down the fig tree. Whoa. Remember, Adam ate from the wrong tree. And that tree called the apple. Yes, that tree bears apple. Isn't that amazing? We're still talking about fruit. Apple with Adam and a fig tree with Jesus. But the fig tree has a lot of seeds, so therefore it multiplies. That's why I got a lot of seeds to call seeds grow. Seeds grow in the ground. The seed that man shoots into the female, it grows. that knowledge represents it could grow of that understanding. So Jesus had to cut down the fig tree. It would bear no more fruit. It exists today with the Jews. And today most Jews are getting much better than they was back then. But God allowed Jesus to create, and man called it Christianity. And so therefore Christianity was doing pretty good. And then here come man again, tampering with Christianity. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Oh, setting up God next to God. When God is taught in Scripture to be a selfish God. No, he's not selfish. He's jealous. He does not want you to take anything other than he is the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything between it. No other man can take credit for that. No other thing could take credit for that. So they created Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But the purpose of that was man at that time felt that you would never believe that God is one. You couldn't conceive that in your mind with what was going on, so therefore you would not accept it. So he thought he was doing the right thing. And then they made the New Testament. And oh my God, that they distort the words of God. You can't get after Jesus. And I can't talk to you everything about our brother, Prophet Jesus, may peace be upon him, for his outstanding achievement as a human being that chose to be right. We love Jesus. We love all the prophets because they couldn't be a prophet to us if it wasn't for God choosing them. But he didn't choose anything of this world. He chose one who gave his whole submission, his obedience to God. That's what Jesus did. Oh, the lame walk, the blind could see, the sick was healed. But this is just a metaphor. A man can't make a person walk, but God created him to be able to walk. How could you make him walk? Well, if you walk towards the right direction in your understanding, you walk. He can't. He won't let man make a man see after he made him blind physically. Well, what does this blind mean? If you can see Scripture as you're supposed to see it, you're no longer blind. Oh, you're sick in your mind. You're all confused. Jesus brought the word of God and healed you. So they made a business out of it. Heal! Walk! They got actors, and you fall for it, and you give them money. Well, we can't fault you because you was ignorant to not to know that that's not what Scripture was talking about. Now, don't that make sense? Isn't that logic? But the Jews and the Christians stopped there. And then came the last book. And this book came from an Arab. Yes, he was Arab. He came out of the womb of an Arab, from the seed of an Arab. But God erased that away from him. He can't put an Arab over top of an Englishman or a Russian over top of an Arab, black over top of a white or white over top of black. That's not what this is all about, brothers and sisters. But God had to allow him to walk amongst us. And he became a student. Yes, he was a student of God. Because in the Quran it says, I will teach Muhammad. And he taught Muhammad to stand upright like Adam. Go back to your original father, not the one that I will, to use his seed to create a human being through a female. Yes, Adam stood upright. Adam worshiped God, but he was a man. So he didn't fall, he slipped. And what is that apple he ate? He ate from the wrong tree. It tasted sweet. Oh, lies taste sweet. Here, man, sell these drugs, and you will make plenty of money. Here, woman, eat from this tree and learn how to prostitute your body. Hey, man, become a thug. Stick up a bank, and you will be rich temporarily. That's the wrong tree you're listening to. You swallow that, and you become other than what you was created. That's the tree, God saying. Tree represents knowledge. Tree bears fruit. What kind of fruit? When you multiply and evolve, the seed is planted, it's growing. In your intellectual minds, all these metaphors is to get you to see, but dig a little deeper, as you might want to see Muhammad says. And if you dig a little deeper, you'll get the right understanding that has nothing to do with the physical substance and what I'm talking about or what scripture is talking about. So he raised Muhammad amongst men that was despicable in their understanding, burying little girls because they believed they were sin. Walking around butt naked, having sex on the outskirts of their home. All these things was terrible. It was Judaism, Christianity, and paganism, idol gods. So God had to create one from amongst them and let him live a lifetime of 40 years. But he was noble, trustworthy. You could leave all your belongings with him. He would not steal them. He was different, and he never wavered. He didn't accept Judaism. He didn't accept Christianity, nor did he accept paganism. Who is this man? This man is being taught. And then later in the Quran, it says, I have taught Muhammad. He was teaching him, and now he's taught. And so he stood up and said that he is a slave servant to Allah and a prophet to us. What is he prophesizing? The new book. 23 years of scripture. You pick up that Holy Quran that says this book is without sin. Man can't touch it. It's been consistent ever since Muhammad the prophet began to read Revelation. Well, what is he reading? Something new? No. He's reading the nature in which we was created. We live in our nature according to God's word. You don't believe that? Tell me, how much blood is pumping in you right now to keep you alive? That heart sends blood to all the vital organs. Are you doing that? Is man doing that? Who's doing that? You ever thought about it? What about the food that goes down Adam? Oh, your father Adam. That must be a coincidence that we call our Adam apple. Adam. Your father, the apple in which he has eaten. So what is you swallowing today? But when you hear the word of God, oh, you're now eating from the right tree. Over him, tell them that you are a mortal human being just like them. So you don't get no confusion that God says, I don't have no son or no children. I want to make children. I say, be it is, and you will carry it. You don't make babies. You think you do. You make whoopee. Only Allah makes babies. You have no judgment on life or death. I know you thugs and those who call themselves Bloods and Crips. I killed so-and-so. I was meant for them to leave. For only God can give life, and only God can take life. Life is beautiful. Nothing God do is ugly. Life is gorgeous, beautiful, and so is death, if you understand it. I know, I don't care what religion you belong to, you believe in the hereafter. And you all know, as well as myself, that the hereafter is beautiful in this hell that we are living in. But yet, when one leaves, you sad. Oh, do you grieve? Oh, you want to jump into the grave. That's because you don't believe. Because if you believe the hereafter is beautiful, then why are you holding them back? If it was up to you, they'd be sitting there for another 5,000 years. God is the best knower, brothers and sisters. So when they leave, it's a beautiful thing. I don't know where New Orleans got it from, but they blow the trumpet, they hit the drum, and they march and sing behind the dead. You think that was accident? Oh, no. We should be celebrating the death of the human being. Why? Why should you be celebrating? Because they're going to a better place, unless you know they're going to hell. Oh, because when it's over, you can't thank no more for forgiveness. You only can do it while you're alive, because when it's over, you lose your will. Yes, Allah takes that will away from you and bring you back to the will that He created you to be. But you're going to pay for what you do on earth. So your good have to outweigh your bad. Why? Because God says you are intelligent enough. Didn't I send you books? Didn't I send you messengers? Didn't I send you prophets, as you call them? Didn't I send you angels? How could you not be aware that there's only one God? There's no two, three gods created this atmosphere. There'll be confusion. But everything works in harmony with the will of God. Not a leaf fall from a tree without His will. Not a leaf. How many trees is on the planet? But it came and come off the branch, unless God wills it. God hears all of His siblings that praise to Him. Well, there's over 7 billion people in the world. How could a human being or a creature can answer all of them? Because He's the Lord of all the world. He's not He nor she. We say He because we don't want to make it weak. He is the only powerful word in the language of man that separates the strong from the weak. So anything strong, you say God. Anything big, you say God. We the Muslims in Islam, we believe that God has 99 attributes. Well, where is that one? Why is it just 99? Because He has a trillion. And that's because I can count. God doesn't count. He don't count His blessings He gives to His human being. Only human beings count. My fool, if you knew 1,000 attributes, you'd try to learn every one of them. So he gave us mercy. 99. Whatever that one is that's good, yeah, give it to God. So He wills nothing but good. So death is not bad. If He's the only one that wills it, it's good if you understand it. You just got to pray that you can wake up tomorrow so you can have another day to beg God for forgiveness, because He's most forgiving and most merciful. Because we all slip. All of us make mistakes. So Adam slipped in the garden. a repentance. That's the first sign of man repenting. Meaning, yes, you go slip, but come back and beg God for forgiveness. And he won't tell nobody if you don't. But if you go around telling people what you've done, you got to be punished. Because now someone else knows your secret. And they think if you can get away with it, they can get away with it. So you go to God. Oh, Allah, forgive me for my faults. Bless me to be stronger. But you can't go to God and pray for your mishaps and your mistakes and then repeat it, then repeat it, then repeat it, then you repeat it. No, you fall, you get back up. You fall, you get back up. You fall, you get back up. You can't stay down there in poverty and come complacent that you want to stay on welfare and you don't want nothing out of life and you don't want to do nothing for anybody, including yourself. You can't help nobody unless you help yourself. So the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, was a mercy to all humanity. To all humanity. Yes. And so he traveled the world and didn't leave that part of the world. How did he travel? Allah is the only one can will men and women around the world, including the so-called American Negro that was deaf, dumb, and blind and went through 400 years of slavery. But slavery became ugly. That's why some of the scholars don't use the word that we are slaves for Allah. It's a beautiful thing to be a slave for God. So they say we are servants of God only because the word slavery became ugly. That was not supposed to be an ugly word. Well, if you castrated and hung by the tree, tar and feather, and set on fire and rape, how could you not say to anybody, I hate the word slave? That comes natural. However, even we have come from all of that, and today we are obedient to God. Oh, they are messed up. They're trying to figure out. We thought we made them less than human beings. If Allah can take care of a leaf fall from a tree, how could he not take care of us? And so our brothers in Russia, you know the language they speak. Our brothers in Italy, you know the language they speak. How about Japan? How about in the Latino country? How about around the world? But because Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace upon him, was the seal of the Prophet, a messenger of God, and a mercy to all humanity, they all speak God's word when they make prayer. It's called Fatiha. The open prayer. And they don't speak it in their language. And don't you let no Arab tell you it's his language. Because he did not know Fatiha. He had to learn the words. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Those are powerful words, brothers and sisters. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Those words, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, had to be used all around the world. That's amazing. How did that happen? How did that happen? Did you think man was capable of doing that? You think Muhammad the Prophet did it? Or did Allah magnify him? Well, if you can believe that we came from the earth of mud and look in the mirror, yes, that's mud. But it looks beautiful to you. If you can believe that Mary came out of the womb of a female without the aid of a man, these are miracles. How can you not believe that God took one human being, raised biological knowledge of him being an Arab from his mind, and raised him up as an example to you and I, that you too is my husband. And so my beautiful sister, Jacqueline, who came up with the idea that one of her members of the church called her a Muslim, she felt bad. And she called me and said, what do you think about that? I said, go back and thank her. She said, well, why would I do that, Mara? I said, because you are a Muslim. And tell her she is too. She said, well, what do Muslim mean? I said, one who submits to the will of God. And she screamed. Yes, yeah, she hollered. She might as well say, Allahu Akbar. Is that what it means? Yes, I submit to the will of God. I say everything in creation submits to the will of God. It's a Muslim. It doesn't mean religion. It has nothing to do with Christianity, Judaism, or Islam. You are a Muslim by nature, including your trees. If you don't believe that, how could that little seed that you put in the ground spring up? A little seed, and you got a mustard seed. Look at the bush. Look at the corn. Look at the flowers. Look at the fruit. Look at your vegetables. How could a seed do that? They are Muslim going into the earth that God created. The sun rises. It could be snow and rain, hail, it still rise religiously. The moon comes out religiously. The stars, and they're still trying to figure out what's holding it up and why has it not fell on us, brothers and sisters. So God is saying, I'm your Lord. He ain't saying it in the way I'm talking to you. But he puts it in man to give you the words that you can understand. That everything in creation is Muslim. So you should be honored to be called a Muslim. But Satan made you think that word was a name came from the Arabs. They knew nothing about the name Muslim. They knew nothing about the name. They was back in paganism. They was burying little girls. But today, they give praise to Allah. Today, they speak the right side of the Quran, which is Allah. And because they came out of that ignorance, they were rewarded with oil that they thought was dirty water. Oh, my God, how ignorant could you be? And today, they're blessed with it. Now his war is over it. Men are fighting over oil and power. Yes, that's what they do. But we can't stop that. You got to save yourself. How can we stop that? And when we have our own problem over here, ignorance, stupidity, selfishness, arrogance. Men that's arrogant think it's them. Because they ran into something that is better than what they was yesterday. Yes. And so a beautiful young lady that owns a restaurant, she said she took her godson and walked him downtown and showed the stores owned by everybody but us. She told her godson that you can do anything you will as right. She She's all right. But I said to her, I said, my sister, you are coming into understanding that you're somebody. But the brothers and sisters in the ghetto will never make it over to Russia, to England, to Israel, to Saudi Arabia, to Mexico, to Asia. They will never be able to go into the Latino country because they can't afford it. So Allah brought them all to us. Now when you walk in the store owned by a brother from Egypt, you interact with them. You walk in the store and talk with a sister or brother from Asia, you interact with them, and so on and so on. Don't look at that as chastisement, that God is chastising us because people came over here to want something out of life. They was independent in their country. They had to. There wasn't no democracy. You either rich or poor. But you got to eat. You got to get up and go to work. If you was able to go over there and see them, that you got to go to work. You got to go over there. They have to hustle. They have to make their living for themselves. Yes. That's what they had to do. Make a living for themselves. But they know how to take care of themselves. So they came over here, whoa, I can get money, I can go in business that I've done all my life, and that's why they're business people. You and I, no one really gave us business, but we did learn how to do for ourselves from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may God be pleased. He taught us to do for ourselves. The 60s, early 70s, oh, we were strong. Today, we become complacent. We want to sit behind the wall and teach. We don't even want to mingle with anybody today. We used to knock doors. You saw us every day. Muhammad speaks, brother. Take your Muhammad speaks. Find a brother. Mila! Muhammad Abla! Benzai Fika! Yeah, we learned the language because we were selling papers. What do we sell? Nothing. We don't even buy the paper. Just check your conscience. How can you say you are awakened? And the only communication we have, you don't even have a paper in your living room. How selfish are you subconsciously? Because you didn't create a paper, but you'll go get the paper and nobody looking, you want to see what horse came in. What is the number? Or what sport? Or what happened in North? How many people got killed? But you won't pick up your own Muslim journal. I'm saying he's not going to change the condition of a people until they change that which is bothering their soul. What's bothering your soul, brother? Because you can't produce no more? What's bothering your soul? Some of y'all went to jail for principle. And some of y'all went to jail because you weak. You weak for drugs. You weak for power. You weak for women. You want to be a thug in the name of I'm Muslim. I said it. You got time to clean that up. You ain't dead. You still walking around. Allah must have mercy on you. But if you don't wake up, you think Allah going to give you anything in this world? Well, you ain't going to be nothing in the hereafter because it's all based and predicated on your barakat, on that which you give back. Tell me what you're giving back. All that knowledge you got, you lay it behind the door. Or you go into a building with 10 people thinking you're doing something. Or you use your money for those who don't have no money and dictate how it's going to be. Why, you nothing but a chump. You a coward. I wish I had a mic and tell the whole world. I can point them out. That's a coward. That's a coward. A bunch of sissies. You won't stand up and be a man. Buy a paper. Paper been around for a long time. Malcolm said you need your bullet. The barrel of a bullet. And y'all went out and got a gun. No, he's talking about communication, man. You got to cock it and shoot it when it's necessary. But I want to thank you because you came out, most of you. We had a wonderful time in Symphony Hall. And some of the people that sits on the board said it hasn't been lit up like that in a long time. I want to know what he meant. He said that stage was rocking. We had people calling us all on the radio, can you put Dick Gregory and Paul Mooney on? Yes, we had some flaws. We ain't in the music business. We ain't in the show business. But it's a vehicle to raise money so our children can have a good year. And all your coward people sitting around watching, Allah magnify us, and it was success. That's what God does. You plot and plan, God plans, and God's the best of planners. And you too weak to understand you ain't doing nothing. You ain't creating nothing. You praying around interacting, call it interface, and you come back and you bring us gifts. Not for us, for yourself. Oh, so-and-so gave me a gift. This country gave me a gift. Don't give me no gift. Give me a vehicle, I'll get my own gifts. Yeah, that's how we have to think. We are powerful, brothers and sisters, and we don't even know it. But guess what? You wait on them, and you'll get just what they would get, nothing. Go to humanity. We got a meeting on the 7th of this month, and that meeting will be back in Space Restaurant, and we will have about 60, 70 imams there. And if I was a betting man, and I never won in a game of chance, so I don't bet. But I'm telling you right now that at that meeting, the majority will look like brothers all over the world. Some people say, well, where are we? Well, I just told you we're human beings. We're the children of Adam. I don't see no Arab. I don't see Egypt. I see human beings. It's you hung up that he don't look like me. You are hung up that he is supposed to be an imam over our community. He don't show up. You think I worry about that? That's how Allah shows you who's who. Those who don't show up is stuck or stupid. They hung up on themselves, and that's why they can't produce nothing. They can't produce. Why they can't produce? Because Allah ain't going to let them grow. They're not going to allow them to grow, brothers and sisters. We ain't going to have anything whatsoever out of them. You got to go to humanity. Did Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wait on the Arabs while he left Saudi Arabia, that was called Mecca back then, and went to Medina, where it was nothing but Christians. Not just when he fled, it's when he came back and made Hajj. He never came back to live in Mecca. Oh, you say that. Well, what about his cousins and his friends and his relatives and where his mother was buried? Oh, brother, he went to humanity. And those brothers and sisters in Medina love Muhammad the Prophet. Matter of fact, if you go to Medina right now, you will see more hospitality, more humble people, more hospitality. More important, they'll give you so much love than you will get in Saudi Arabia. What is Allah saying to you, fool? You worried about some brother that looks like you, sounds like you but ain't doing nothing for you, you don't need that. If you don't expand your mind to humanity like Muhammad the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did, you will never be successful. You will never go nowhere. What is bothering your soul? Allah say will not change us. Or people that have something that is disturbing their soul. Well, you messed up because your wife left you? Well, your soul messed up because you broke? Well, you messed up because you don't have a legacy? Something's bothering you. Well, get over it, fool. You can't fool us today. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, can you fool a Muslim? And the answer was, not nowadays. This is the day. This is the day of Lamadeen. This is the day of religion. This is the day of Deen. You owe a debt, brother. You have a debt, and you worry about calling your mama a kafir, calling Christians everything but the right thing. You better worry about yourself. Because Allah, on the final day, he's going to ask you about the Christians and the Jews and all the things you talk about. He's going to say, human, what have you done? Well, Lord, I took care of my family. Didn't I bless you with a beautiful family? What have you done, human? Well, Lord, I sent my children to school, but didn't I give you beautiful children? What have you done, human? And you better have a portfolio, brothers and sisters, to talk about what you have done for society. Because if you don't, you got a problem in the final day of judgment. So you can sit there all you want and play with fire and not produce anything. You got to stop thinking that the Italians are not Muslims, that the Irishman is not Muslim, that the Jews are not Muslims, that the Christians are not Muslims, the Jehovah Witness is not Muslims. The atheists, you think they're not Muslim? Who is you to take the nature of the human being away from them? I'm telling you, this is the problem. So we had fun. We enjoyed ourselves. And we got whispers. How much money they made? That's what it's about, money. How did it go? What did you do? Don't worry about nobody else. What did you do? Did you send somebody because you couldn't get there? Oh, I know you're broke. Can't get blood from a rock. But you're not broke. You got a broken spirit. You got a broken mind. And that's why you can't give. It's a part of your nature to give. Why would Allah have to reward you for what he gave you and your nature to do? And then you want to confuse our women. And you want to control our women. Yeah, that only goes for so far. You know the story about Pharaoh and his wife had to serve her husband and knew he was a hypocrite. But she used to go up in the attic of the castle and mix a lot. She was loyal to Allah. But she didn't go against her husband. So she made it to paradise. I don't know what Pharaoh or where he's going to be. Only knowledge tell me he's going to pay for him thinking he's a god. And that's what we have today. Men thinking they're gods and they rule over people. I don't want to rule over anybody. I was given this station, and I think Brother Alfie and all of us should send some money in, $50 a piece for the listening audience out there will help him. You don't think God won't reward you? He sees everything. He can see your heart. But if you don't have love for no one, you're not going to give. If you don't have love for what we're doing, you're not going to come out. but you didn't come out in the park. You didn't go to their stadium. But our children had fun, and everybody else came out. So you look like a fool with 50 people. I said it. I have to say it. I hope it'll wake you up. You think Noah wanted to leave his son in the flood? But he ain't up his family. If you ain't up this community, you ain't growing with us. You ain't going to be able to get on the boat. The flood is coming, man. It's raining. Do you think we are elated that you ain't on the ship? No. But when Noah had to fall to his knees and beg Allah for forgiveness because he realized his son was not of him. Well, that's a metaphor for us today. They ain't with us. Until you wake up, you may want to see Muhammad represent unity for everyone. He just said, don't let nobody come in and take over nothing. Allah gave us this gift because we earned it. We suffer worse than anybody ever suffered in the world. And yet we got a new identity. We have the spirit of the Quran. So why are we not united? Maybe it's not in your heart. Because we always question how Muhammad the prophet gave it to us in plain English. He never gave you his feelings. He gave you what Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said. That's what he gave you. He ain't gave you nothing else, brothers and sisters. He gave you what Allah says. Those surahs in the Quran is from God. And if you can understand them, you can get up and you can fly right. Fly like a bird. You heard it. Fly like a bird. Oh, you got to be free to fly like a bird. And that's what I do. I trust in my Lord. I make my prayers. I get up and go to work. And I do everything with God's name. And hopefully I'll be successful. And thus far, I have that track record beyond anyone's imagination, including mine. But the reason he gives me more, because I give him credit. Thank him for the success. Thank him that seniors love us. Thank us for the people cheering and happy and felt good that the Muslims and the Christians have united. Dr. Howard from the Baptist Church, Bethany Church there in North, says if they just can see us breaking bread, Christians and Muslims, he said we'll send a shockwave through the whole state. Well, he's a smart man because he got a PhD in theology. You can't learn religion and not learn Islam. I've heard him say that, you know what, Barak? I know more about Islam than almost half the brothers that I meet. You think you're just talking. You playing. You winging. You reading. But you ain't producing nothing. You can't have this religion and can't produce. You're in the same place you was in the 60s. Same mentality. You didn't evolve, because if so, you'd have had the whole block. You'd have had the whole downtown. But we don't think that big. We're afraid of power. But God ain't giving it to you as an individual. He only going to give it to us as a community. So I come back to help my community. If they made $300,000 the other night, they ain't giving me one nickel. Why? I don't want money for a broke man. I'm not talking about you, brother, as worth millions. I'm talking about the community is broke. Why should I ask the community to give me anything broke? But let me make you a millionaire. Now I'm going to give you an offer. Hopefully you don't confuse it. Confuse that you don't want it. If you don't accept it, then go do your own thing. But you'd be a fool to not accept my offer. But how are you going to tell a broke man to negotiate with you? You don't put your brother in slavery. I'm not over top of that. I'm no king. King is for Allah. All scripture, they call God king of the whole community, the whole world. I'm not a king. Even use those words, king. And my brothers from Africa, let me tell you something, brother. Y'all still got tribes over there. And that one of y'all came over here to get us when you knew that they stole us from Africa. Now today, you think you're superior over us? We don't have that culture no more. There's no way we know that culture. We only say we're African because that's where we came from. We'll never forget that. But we don't agree with the water, the sun, nor your culture. I ain't trying to be like you. This tribe over there, this tribe over there, and so forth and so on. And y'all been free. Practice Islam. And Gaddafi tried to unite you all. But we over here was burned out. We don't even remember that culture. We created our own. And we love our culture. We love our country. Give me a little part of the country and I'll stay in my place. I earned it. I ain't begging. My father, my grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, my ancestors paid the price for me to live happy in this country. This country is an Islamic country. Yes, I said it. This is an Islamic country. This is a Muslim country. Well, Milan, what do you mean? There's wars everywhere but in here. Well, we got fight amongst little this one and that one. Ain't no wars going over in America. We ain't blowing up no churches, no synagogue in the name of Allah. Because we was taught right. We protect the sacred of one belief. That's what we was taught by Muhammad the Prophet. We don't tear down the trees. We don't kill women. And we don't tear up the secret treasures of the religious people. We don't do that here in America. In America, we might be stuck on stupid. We might even be backstabbers of one another, but we ain't killing nobody. But why is this country so powerful? Because of their service and armed forces? Well, I've seen some countries like Russia and North Korea and South Korea, some powerful countries over there, brother, powerful weapons. But what is it? Because when you go to Israel and you're not a Jew, you're out of place. If you go to Rome and you're not a Christian, you're out of place. And don't go over there to Saudi Arabia. If you don't dress like them, you're out of place. But come here to America. You got Jews, Christians, Muslim people in all walks of life. That's why there ain't no war over here. God is saying, this is what I want for my human beings, for you to interact with each other. So brothers from the foreign country, you think that you decide to come over here to go to school, my brother from Africa, because if your country was so beautiful, why don't you go back home? If your country is so great in Egypt, go back home. How about Saudi Arabia? How about the other countries? Why are you here? You think you're here because this is a land of opportunity, the home of the brave, and you're free? Well, that's one thing. But God sent you here so you all can come together as one human being, one family, united. You are here. You have no excuse that you can't touch me because I don't mean your business. How is it that you sell me your product and can't speak my language? Well, that's a fool. Because if I'm in the Latino part of the state, I'm going to speak Spanish. Because I'm down here in the Portuguese, I'm going to speak their language. Now, how do you come around all these Americans that speak English and I can't understand them? You are you unintelligent? You don't understand that you're taking my money, but yet I can't even communicate with you? Something wrong with that picture. That's not intelligent, man. You can't tell me that's intelligent. I had an executive vice president. We gave away, well, he told me we lost 1.2 million. Went to school, learned Spanish, said we'll never allow that to happen again. He studied for 3 years. Now he can write it, spell it. He can do anything when it comes to speaking Spanish. But he's my man. He'll give his life for me. I'll give my life for him. So when we come around the Latino, they can't talk over my head. Because I got a Muslim next to me speaks the same language. The same one with AI. I ain't got to learn all those languages. Just give me an interpreter that has taqwa in them. We'll rule, brother. I ain't trying to learn all of that. Business, I don't care what language you speak. They can't speak language with your language, but as soon as you say, well, I'm going to pay you $10 million, better I'll take that. I'll take that. Oh, they understand that. Money is universal. Success is universal. But we got hang-ups. We know how to speak the language. You didn't get over here not knowing how to speak the language, and you sure didn't go to school. But we got hang-ups. I see it. I laugh at it. I keep moving. Because Harriet Tubman, I ain't going to die like her. She died trying to give her life for a bunch of slaves that want to be slaves. She arguing with the man, the slave brother, to come and get on the boat to freedom. And they got her. Well, guess what? I ain't arguing with you. I'm going to tell you, hope it grows. And if it don't grow, I'm going to keep moving. I'll come back and get you, but I'm going to my success first, if you're here. Yes. So we can't be hung up what we don't own, and we didn't try to own it on our own. Well, that don't make no sense, that you won't put the businesses in the community so the people can have the necessities. But it should break your heart. I'm not trying to hurt my foreign brothers, but why are you going to sell me my chicken, my bean pie? How you own something that we established for years? How you going to sell me somebody else's hair? How you going to sell me somebody else's nails? My makeup. You selling my, you don't even use the product. You go upstairs and you sit amongst all the brothers from your country. And you don't eat our chicken. You eat your food from your country. And I believe most of them sit up there and laugh at a old tough Joe, Bubba Jones. Now, I know you changed your name, but if I say that, people think I'm talking about you. Old Bubba Jones. In this restaurant, that restaurant, and can't go in our own restaurant. Well, I found a young, energetic, African-American, beautiful specimen of a female owns her own restaurant. And they tried to take it. And she got it. When they woke up and found she was black, it blew their mind. Right across the street on Green Street in North, from the police department. She's well protected. 4 stories tall. Me and Lionel went down there and ate with her, and I told her I talked to the crew, the companions, the men that love this country and love this city. These men come from the Marine Corps. These men come from the Air Force. These men paid the price. Grew up in the 60s. I called them all in. I said, let's go down to that restaurant and eat. And not one of them said no. All of them said, you're right. That's where we're going to have our meetings from now on. Well, hell, if all of us said that, your sister will be rich in 1 year. But you won't go down there. Because if you go down there, you will realize she will make money. You don't want her to make money. Who is her to be able to own that? See how selfish we are? I told that sister, with Allah's will, I will help her tremendously. And we will protect her because she ain't by herself. And then after talking to her, we found out that her uncle and her mother, Moses, that's Allahu Akbar. Uncle was a lieutenant with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and her mother died on the deen following Imam Walter Steele Muhammad. See how Allah works? And it was accident. A brother that I know that sit on the board at Surgery Hall, Salon, come and meet me down at this restaurant. And I said, okay, how could I say no to a man that sits on the board of Symphony Hall where I'm at? Brother, sister, I'm not here to hurt nobody. I'm here to wake you up. I'm not here to hurt nobody. I'm known in 200 foreign countries, 6 continents. They know me all over the world. I built a name. Honorable Elijah Muhammad said a good name is better than gold. So what I need you for? I got 1 foot in the grave, 101. You get over 40, you live your lifetime. Now it's just a matter of time. So I'm working to get to heaven, but I don't want to be on the first floor. I want 7 heaven. That's me. I ain't asking you to do that, but get to heaven. At least let me come down the elevator and see you. Get to heaven. But you only get heaven if you don't help this community. It's a shame that our paper is not selling like it ought to sell. And hopefully these words will motivate you that you at least buy a paper, at least to buy 300. Pay for 300. And we was coming out being deaf, dumb, and blind. But the Union Masjid of Islam Center in Union County on Saturday the 5th on Morrison Avenue is a meeting that we will have for this coming Sunday. Look at how they bringing us around to different areas. These brothers told me what they saw. And sure, there could be some improvement. But they saw what we're trying to do, and they said, the next show, we will sell 3,000 tickets on our own. All they got to do is push a button. And the first thing that came to my mind was Minister James Shabbat. He said, one day you're going to come back to the temple, and you're going to have to get in back of the line, because white folks is going to be in front of the line. Now, this is a great metaphor because these brothers look white. They don't look like Africans. Now, you can call them Asians, but most of them look white. If you see the picture of Jesus, they look like Jesus. And they said they would sell all those tickets. That means you can't even get in the door. Because they only got 3,000 seats at MJ Pack. You see how Allah sends you blessings? I'm not just saying. See, one thing people don't know, I don't fabricate when it comes to this religion. Yes, I embezzle when I talk my boxing world. It might be 100 foreign sales. I'll say 200. It might be 2 million buying my pay-per-view, I say 3 million. That's what I do. But when it comes to this religion, I give you the actual facts. I'm telling you, and what's been offered to us, I don't need you. But it's a shame that I got to go to dinner and see everybody that don't look like me. You love the people you grew up with, but you don't see them. So when the success, here you come. because our goal this year is to raise $15 million. That's our goal. Now, the last month Allah gave us $25 million. That's Allah showing his power that I went beyond your goal because you took a step, $15 million. And we're going to build. Inshallah, we're going to build. And you ain't a part of it. It's okay when you come, but getting back in line. We'll get to you. But you got a chance to be on ground zero. Leave it, if you die tomorrow, leave it for a legacy. Because when you leave, everything is gone. You don't have a legacy. So leave it for your children's children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Don't be selfish, brothers and sisters. Think about your family, and Allah will bless them. But that's why the Bloods and Crips out there, because they think you left them alone. And most of them is you and I. It came from the lawn of us and the womb of our mothers, but some kind of way they got away from us. Well, what did you build? So I'd rather do what I'm doing because I ain't going to work for nobody. It's now the wrong attitude, but they got the spirit and want more. Wrong way of doing it. All of tough. We was tough. All our children are tough, most of them in jail, for being tough because we didn't pay the way for them to not have to go that way. The calling on and the Godfather said, Mike, I didn't want you to be on the string like a puppet. I wanted you to be Senator Carignan, Governor Carignan. Well, we don't say that to our children. There ain't never been an African-American black governor since you lived, since the state of New Jersey was created. There's never been an African-American county exec since the day Essex County was created. And there's so many of us here, how could that happen? How could a Jew get in there, a Christian get in there, a Italian get in there, a Portuguese can get in those different positions, but you can't? You don't think God is not talking to you? They are passing by you because you will not unite.
Who Marad thinks he is with all of this? He thinks he's the leader? Well, hell, my wife might start believing in him. You weak, spineless individual.
I did it without you. I'm just coming home. And said, come on, man. Let's go do this. And you afraid of your shadow. Tough, man. I mean, I ain't talking about you weak men out there that didn't stand up in the 60s. I'm talking about the Killer Joes that were Killer Rock. Would swallow a snake. Nothing will kill them. Those are the men we are talking to. And those are the men we want them to come out of that shadow. And let's take this thing. Not physically, brother. I mean, that was Muhammad said, we have a divine mind. Let's use the surah of the Quran and speak the words of God. How could we lose with the stuff we use when we're praying every time we talk? Inshallah. Brothers and sisters, I want to close on this. I had no clue what I was going to say, but I ran into the young lady and Sister Jackie, who I wanted to read a letter. I wish my brother was here to teach me how to put Jackie on. I think she's there. I wanted to close out with her letter because that was a beautiful letter written by our Christian sister, and I wanted to put it on the air. I'm going to see if I can hit a button to allow her to come in. Brother Alfie is down in the weather, and he turned the whole thing over to me. And I said, well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and Allah will guide me. And I've gotten this far, thus far. So let's see if you bear with me. if I can hit something to see if I can put in jackpot. Don't work. That don't work. I have no clue. Brother Alfie, are you out there? Yeah, this work. We're going to close on this. If we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And we pray Allah that what I've said can motivate you, give you determination to want more out of life. If I said anything to hurt anyone, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. If I split any birds, I'm human, and we all make mistakes. But if I said anything that can make a better day for you and I tomorrow and for our children, and to come together collectively to build industry, schools for our children, hospitals for our sick, a house of worship. And I ask all of you, if you see the enlightening of wanting to embrace our Christian brothers and sisters, then give that credit to Allah. But He is the one who makes everything in the dark come to light and to reality so the world can see what we have done. Thank you for listening. May God be with each and every one of you. We say, As-salamu alaykum. And may Allah bless every one of us to be successful in the world. And last but not least, let's not kick our celebrities in the tail while they're down. For if Allah punish you, that is sufficient. But we don't have to speak about our brother Bill Cosby, who did a lot of good. He brought us I Spy, he brought us the Hustlers, he brought us Little Fat Albert. And he's done some great things. And I know he's going through trauma. And I know his wife is probably upset. But this is a temporary world. And we pray for them young ladies that says they have been abused, but you can't bring back tomorrow. And so many people are being hurt, millions, to just know that this comes out and these things are exposed in front of the world. And it always happened to our people. You can molest little children and no one will say nothing. They keep it quiet. They put it under the rug. And they don't say nothing about Christianity. But as soon as there's a group of people start killing and blowing up people, they say 1,500,000,000 Muslims are to blame. You have people saying why they're marching, why they're burning up down there in St. Louis. Well, hell, the Ku Klux Klan taught them that. They burned crosses on the lawn. Nobody said nothing. They burned up houses. They even burned up 6 little babies in the church. They have done the despicable things, and nobody talks about that. But you get on TV and say what they're doing in Ferguson. I think the president was right. This has got to stop. They say he went against the police officers. I'm the first one to say you can't say the whole police department, the whole fire department. That's not justice. There's some of the policemen that needs to be cast out, and that's correct. You have to get that bad apple out of the bunch. But the same way they say Muslim people are saying policemen. And you don't see nobody standing up and saying, that's wrong. So you got to put it all in perspective. My brother Jews will show you 15 Holocausts before the year's over, you won't see nothing about slavery. It don't exist. And the reason it don't exist is because you don't have a vehicle. And if you don't have a vehicle, how are you going to expose shame or what has been done to us? But they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know that it was the powers that be that killed our President Kennedy. They just telling us that now. He slipped and his gun went off. A CIA, come on. Anybody want to help the black man, you dead. But they know you better not touch the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He died a natural death. You better not touch Emmanuel Wallace D. Muhammad. He died a natural death. That's one thing I'll give them credit. They know we love death more than we love to live when it comes for the sake of Allah. They smart enough. They know that. So they wouldn't come down on us like they do other people. But now they want to shame us. And they want us to feel that we're just no good because of one person. So I don't like to kick a man when he's down. We only could do is pray that he can withstand the trial that he went through. And he should pray to live long enough that they God for forgiveness if he's guilty. What happens innocent until proven guilty? Oh, that don't exist when it comes to that. That's all I'm going to say about that. Thank you once again. Assalamu alaikum.